But sadly, not all Christians are experiencing joy in their day-to-day walk with God. Because if there is one thing many of us lack, pastor included, sometimes, one thing that's missing most often is real, palatable joy. But according to Isaiah, joy in the Lord is our very spiritual strength. It's what we have as strength. It's our joy and our abiding physical hope and our song we sing even. Did you get that? It's all about joy. Because listen, Christ didn't come to give us a miserable existence. He came to give us life, and that life abundant and full. John 10:10 truly relates it when it quotes Jesus as saying, I have come to give you life, and that life abundant, full of joy, full of glory, full of abundance of joy, Jesus himself stated. And if that is true, what happened? What happened? You may be asking yourself that question sometimes. Maybe we're not as joyful as we need to be or should be. And we say, what happened? What happened? Well, hopefully we'll answer that question as we look to the scriptures. And that's kind of the intro to the topic this morning. As we search the scriptures, we will find our quest with a profound and specific purpose. And that purpose is to encourage the saints to truly have joy. The Greek talks about a God-initiated delight. And so the results of this kind of joy is deeper and much more satisfying and profound than anything else. The psalmist understood this concept when he wrote in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So for him, it wasn't just happiness, but pure delight. And that is the idea here. So Philippians as well is a letter written to Christians who, get this, who seemingly had lost that kind of joy, that kind of delight in their salvation, in their God and in others. Or maybe they never displayed it at all, or maybe never knew how to express it at all, or never knew that they should display it in the first place. I like how James puts it in the first chapter of his book when he states, count it all joy. I love that. And then, yes, I know he goes into this list of events like you encounter trials and various kinds of affliction and hardship and all that. That's part of our joy. He's saying we need to have joy always. We can't stop at just the good parts. We can't just stop at 125 years and have joy that day. And you know why we only have joy once in a while? Because we only know and love God once in a while. If we knew and loved God all the time, our joy would be full and complete all the time. But we need joy. And we need to pursue it. We need to pursue joy. And we can't stop at anything else. We can't let anything fill that. And like I said, the Greek talks about this God-initiated delight. And it's only in that we have our joy. Nothing else. Because a somber face, a somber attitude, a somber person in the community doesn't display our God. We have a God of joy.